Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the choir singing, All the People Said Amen, and in part 3 of Pastor Duck's message.
A demonstration to the glory of God that He is the Lord your shepherd and you shall not want. I may not know what you are going through. I may not know what you are facing in life. But I also know one thing. If God is for you, who can be against you? What can be against you today? I love today the way that David put it in Psalm 30 and 5. And we use the front of the second part of this verse, but we never say these important words. For in His favor is life. Your weeping may endure for a night, but your joy will come in the morning. Amen. Hallelujah. If you've got a need, He'll supply it. If you need forgiveness, He'll forgive you. If you need help, He'll help you. If you need strength, He'll strengthen you. If you need hope, He's the hope that will never fail. Amen. It's the power of our God. If you need direction, He is the chart and the compass and that will direct your life. If you need a friend, He's the friend that will stick closer than a brother. If you need wisdom, He's the God who gives wisdom to all, as James tells us, liberally. Amen. If you need delivering, thank God. He is the mighty God. He is the mighty deliverer. And He is still able to pluck you out of whatever you're in and set you on a rock. Amen. If you're in a battle and hell has loosed all of its fear against you today, let me tell you what, I believe it's time to lift up your hands, not in surrender, and it's not time to pull out the white handkerchief and throw in the towel. It's time to lift up your voice and shout, "My God is a mighty God." Amen. And it's time that we be a David and say, "Hey, the battle is the Lord, and I'm not defeated. I'm not discouraged. I will not be pushed down, pressed back. I will rise up because God's for me." Amen. God won't fail you. And the reason He won't fail you is exactly what David said. The Lord is on my side. God did not bring you this far to falter or fail on you. God has a plan for you. And Job said, God has a plan to bless you. God has a plan to bless you. You've got to know something today. First, know that life is patternable. There's a pattern to life. Life seems to run in cycles, doesn't it? I mean, you know, it repeats itself. Time is a pattern. Seasons are a pattern. We're now, thank God, goodbye winter and good roads. Amen. And if we got to have a snow, thank God that's the kind we ought to have. We had this past week. Amen. Snowed in the all night long, got up the next morning, and a few little flakes on the bushes. I can say amen to that. Amen. There's seasons in weather. There's trends in economics. You look, everything has a cycle, a trend, or a pattern from that standpoint. There seems to be a pattern, or there's a rhythm today in life that what has happened can happen again. Amen. And if you pay attention to these patterns, you find that it's better to be prepared when these things happen. Let me tell you what you better be prepared for. You better be prepared because one day you're going to stand before the righteous judge. And friend, let me tell you what. I pray you'll stand there as a born-again, blood-washed child of God. And if not, today is your day of salvation. You can come to the Lord and He'll deliver you. You better get prepared in salvation because that's one of the lessons of life. Death is a certainty for today. Death will come to all. We all die. Thank God I've died to sin and Satan and the world. Thank God I've been made alive in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God I'm born again today. Thank God I've got a new pattern for my life. And my new pattern is the Word of God and the presence of God in my life. Amen. If you'll pay attention today, you better be prepared to meet your God. And whether you recognize the pattern, you better be prepared for what's ahead. And I'm going to tell you right now, whoever's running for office is not the answer and is not the key on any side or any place. And all the popping up heads that's been emerging this past week, they're not a solution either. They messed it up before. No thanks. Go back where you came from. I'm looking to Jesus because He's my author and finisher. He is my help and my provider. Proverbs 29:2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Our nation is mourning right now. This pattern is found constantly and consistently throughout the pages of God's Word. It began in the pages and in the areas of the Old Testament, and it continued through the New Testament, and it's even found and is prevalent in our society, our culture of today. When you remove faith and family, you're going to have social chaos. That's where we are. Because we said, hey, this book, we don't need that no more. And the God who wrote this, it's time you just get out of our schools. And it's time you get out of our court systems. And it's time you get out of our cultures and our society. It's time you get out of our home. It's time you even get out of our churches. And we have evicted God back to heaven and told Him we'll call Him when we need Him. Well, I'm telling you right now, I'm calling, Lord, we need You. Lord, we need You. We need You worse than we've ever needed You before. And when all the world says they don't want You, you've got some born-again, Bible-believing people on this earth that still believes we need You, Lord. We need You. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what we better get back to. Faith and family. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, without faith and family, you have bondage. But one day, the pattern will cease. And that's the day when the Prince of Peace will come. And he says, of his kingdom, there shall be no end. Hallelujah. You know what that means? We got an abiding place. I like the way David penned it down in Psalm 91. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. Praise God, in him I will trust. In him is my confidence. In him is my stay. In him is my favor. In him today is everything that I need. And if you're going to have enduring faith, let me tell you what. You've got to have enduring trust in the God of heaven. If you're going to be able to say, you fought the good fight, you finished the course, you've kept the faith. As Paul told Timothy, it's going to take God in you we trust. Amen. It's not the government, it's God. It's not the politicians, it is the Prince of Peace. Amen. And you need to trust God to be your healer. Just curious, nosy, as most Baptist preachers are. How many of you need a healing touch from the Lord today? Throw your hand up and raise it high. Raise both of them if you want to. Amen. Look at that. Keep on my phone out. Just keep on that. You can look around you. It's okay. Pray for these folks. We need to trust God. If you've got a need in your life today, he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who supplies every need for our life. We need to trust God who defends us today. And as Isaiah proclaimed, no weapon that is formed against you shall, can, or will prosper. Amen. So when you're down and out and you say, I just feel like giving up. Well, bless my soul. Go wash your mouth out. I'm glad Jesus didn't get to the cross and say, I just give up. I'm not going to do this. Boom. Thank God he went all the way and he won a total victory for you and I. He endured the cross, despising the shame, and he won the victory. And every victory I've got is in him today. And I'm glad he's the God, as the old songwriter wrote, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. Woo! He's got me and you, brother and sister. In his hands, he's got me and you, brother and sister. In his hands, he's got all of us. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. And the church shouted, amen. He is El Shaddai. He's the all-sufficient one. He is the strongest of the strong. He is the mightiest of the mighty. He is the old hiding place. He is your strong tower. He is your everything today. He's your ever-present help in time of trouble. And when you got the Lord, I'm telling you, you got it all. Amen. Amen. Yet God never forsook, even when Israel forsook God. And even when we have forsaken God, and we've fallen into that pattern as the world has fallen into today, and we've taken our attention off of God, I'm glad he's still there. Amen. We've got to get this thing embedded in our spirit that God wants us steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. And you know, when you do this, you will not give up, and you will remain faithful unto the Lord. James says, we count them happy which endure. I don't know about you, but buddy, I tell you, sometimes it's hard to be happy when you're enduring stuff, isn't it? But see, this is the key to that. Let me help you a minute. The problem is you're walking around with weights on your shoulders and suitcases in your hands, and you're trying to carry it all when he says you can cast it all upon him because he cares for you. That's our God. Let me close. See, you look at the life of Job. He wasn't guilty of unfaithfulness. There was times of doubt in his life.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.